You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, March 6, 2019. And I need to get into the news, but, you know, seriously, you look around, the propaganda is ridiculous and overwhelming. Ethan Lindenberger testifying before the Senate. Look at the effort to ratchet up credibility where none seems to exist. You know, people talk about, the media talks about, you know, the Senate talking about CDC, credible organization. Again, I hope to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on next week and, you know, to effectively debunk the ostensible credibility of organizations like CDC, you know, which she has done over the years with their own documentation. So, It's just interesting, you know. No effective research, no discussion, which again gets back to the propaganda. There's no discussion of reality, and reality is that you know, again, there is a Vaccine Injury Act that has been on the on the books, on the record, you know, which National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, and you know, National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which has paid out more than $3 billion. These are real facts. If you're gonna have an intelligent discussion about anything, if you're going to talk about this subject matter, then how can you not include the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986? How can you not include the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, the VAERS system, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System? As Dr. Tenpenny points out, only about a quarter of the people, you know, most of the injuries aren't reported. A fraction of them are compensated. These are real instances. So, you know, as I've said in the past, $3 billion could be massively more than that. Don't you have to have that discussion? Don't you have to include package inserts? Don't you have to include the fraud and malfeasance of what's the other word, you know, essentially what Washington called cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men at work, which gets back to Edmund Burke's combinations. You know, I was relating it to looking at the national scene and international versus local, which is important and people need to refocus. Again, that was a focal point of what John Adams was saying. That was to redirect and refocus their attention and their efforts was one of the primary reasons that things changed so quickly and so uniformly, I guess. John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, back in February of 1818. don't you have to talk about these things? I mean, it seems irresponsible at the very least. And this, you know, this gets to so many other things. Again, doctors that haven't reviewed Dr. Stephanie Seneff's work in peer-reviewed and refereed, you know, articles and papers and reports. Not a conspiracy blog. She is a senior research professor at MIT. And she's written peer-reviewed and refereed reports and articles. Is MIT not credible now? Is it not? Oh, because you break with the establishment, suddenly you lose credibility? That doesn't make any sense. It's courageous to stand in opposition of the overwhelming onslaught of propaganda. Certainly far more courageous than to fall into servile ranks. I mean, that's, you know, goes without saying. Isn't it irresponsible not to talk about the other side of this? $3 billion paid out. National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. National Child Vaccine Injury Act. 1986. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Why is there an adverse event reporting system? Why does the package insert say that medical staff need to be properly equipped, medical staff need to be on standby? Why is that necessary? Doesn't that raise red flags? For Ethan Lindenberger's mother, apparently it does. Why can't we hear from her? Isn't that a responsible, objective part of the discussion? And if those properly equipped medical staff need to be on standby, which is alarming, then why is Safeway giving shots? Why are the grocery stores and, you know, the big box, you know, Shopko and Kmart, and why are they giving people shots? As low as $0. Free. Inoculating the herd. Which all seems like a big joke, I think. Anyway, isn't that part of the discussion? Shouldn't that be, if it's an intelligent, objective discussion, if it's a real discussion and not just one-sided propaganda? I know I'm preaching to the choir, and I know that you understand. It's astonishing that anyone would, I don't know. It's astonishing that anyone would not see this in a culture of, you know, allegedly civilized, intelligent, critically thinking folks. Really amazing. So, I've mentioned some of the stories. Again, I'll mention some of the posts on RBN right now. And, you know, and so there's not just the propaganda, but there's also the gaslighting, which gets back to psychological abuse, you know. Techniques may include prolonged human rights abuse, particularly without legal redress, such as detention without trial, false accusations, false convictions, and extreme defamation where perpetrated by state and media. But backing up, it is often associated with situations of power imbalance and abusive relationships. You know, when the ACLU is shouting, abortion is health care, abortion is a right, abortion is health care, abortion is a right. Look at these other stories. The one that I mentioned, which was Vice story early on, the climate change paper, so depressing, it's sending people to therapy. On average, 3 people read an academic paper. At least 100,000 people have read this. Oh, mental cue. You know, mental cue, that means, you know, ding, 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 in cybernetic fashion, that I should read this because smart people read it. No, just It's a number. That's all. It's arbitrary. There's no evidence in this article to support this conjecture, is what I would call it. And, you know, people can say, well, you know, there are tickers. Yeah. If you build websites, you can make the ticker read whatever you want. And a lot of them haven't taken it very well. Oh, my goodness. It's a little bit of shock, sensationalism there. I should look into this. So I wonder if this discussion comes along with the, you know, again, if it's an intelligent discussion, will it include the Club of Rome? Will it include the limits of growth, the first global revolution? Man is his own worst enemy. Never mind the big box international industrialist who create these things. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tweeted a couple weeks ago, I think now, what is it, a week or two ago, about how, you know, sea life at the bottom of the Mariana Trench has been found to have plastic particulate matter in its gut. You know, so at the deepest levels of the ocean, sea life has plastic particulate in it. And I mean, I don't like plastic. I don't want to use it because I don't like what it represents, but it's everywhere, obviously. And so do you make it? I don't make it. Do you? I try to use as little of it as possible. Less and less all the time. And this gets into so many other things. There was the CNN article about how Starbucks has a cup problem or something. Do folks remember? One of the things I wanted to go through at some point is Edward Bernays. Do people remember? And this gets back to the unsavory things you can't talk about. People remember how we got the disposable cup, where that revolution came. That's an Edward Bernays gift, the gift that keeps on giving, which to me corresponds with and coincides with, you know, Starbucks cup problem and plankton, or, you know, sea life at the bottom of the Mariana Trench with plastic in its gut. Didn't make it. I don't want to use it. I'm sure you feel similarly. And if people had their heads screwed on straight, we would just see a simple logical progression. It doesn't require, you know, 50 steps. It's maybe 3. Maybe if we don't use these things, then there isn't a prolific disposal of them. And if no one's using them, then this company will stop making them and it will go away. Problem will go away. So you read stories like, oh, this one too. Here's another one. CNN article, coal ash contaminating groundwater nationwide, groups say. What groups? The report released Monday by the Environmental Integrity Project. You can be suspicious of a group that calls itself the Environmental Integrity Project, I dare say. And Earth Justice. Earth Justice. Yikes. That's technocratic if ever I heard it. Somehow your breath will be construed as the problem, right? Anyway, stuff like this, you know, the disparity. Environmental Integrity Project and Earth Justice released a report. Where does the funding come from for that? While Middle America is, you know, just trying to survive. Overworked, underpaid. I've said it before. I remember, I think it was 2006 or 7, when a friend of mine in the mortgage business, a broker that I worked with as a wholesale lender rep, we were sort of lamenting about the inevitability of things and how it couldn't last. And the writing seemed to be more and more on the wall. You know, before things crash, there is a sort of you know, hysterical gamble along Keynesian lines, and then you have rats jumping from a sinking ship kind of thing. And that seemed to be happening around 2006 and 7 in the mortgage business. So we're talking about how it can't last forever. And there was a guy who used to do podcasts, and this broker friend of mine listened to that guy, and he said, you know, I was listening to this, and this guy says, you know, pretty soon a time is coming when we'll have to work twice as hard for half as much. And then we lamented a couple of years later, and I said, I wish it was only half, you know, twice as hard for half as much. It seems like it's four times harder for a quarter as much. And that just has persisted since then. And so that's what people are dealing with. But, you know, you have ostensible environmental groups, social change agents, Environmental Integrity Project, and Earth Justice, those kinds of groups. They're everywhere. You know, I've talked about how these kinds of groups are buying 40 acres in Yak, Montana to help the grizzly bear. Where are they getting the funding? How do they, you know, the visibility, property? People are so busy. I don't know about you. I'm so busy, I couldn't do it. Who has time for that stuff? Crazy what's going on. So anyway, the point I was making, and the Rumsfeld quote, real fast. Donald Rumsfeld, those weird expressions, and it's a window, really, to me, it's a provocative window into his thought process, I think. So, you know, when around the time that the Bush 2 administration was creating the Office of Special Plans, Office of Special Plans, the OSP, so that, you know, we could cherry pick raw intelligence and stovepipe it. Pentagon unit created by Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Faith, headed by Faith, as charged by then U.S. Secretary of Defense DefSec Donald Rumsfeld to supply senior George Bush administration officials with raw intelligence. Unvetted by intelligence analysts, see stovepiping. The Wikipedia entry literally says that. Unvetted by intelligence analysts, see stovepiping. Pertaining to Iraq. I swear to goodness, every time someone says, you know, weapons of mass destruction, or I just don't understand how you can point to a colonel like this. And what I was saying earlier, you know, you see Wikipedia radically altered, like it was when I first started talking about Operation Cyclone. Suddenly started changing quickly. The picture of Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski went away, and the admission by Brzezinski, which is a matter of public record, got buried down at the bottom. It was up at the top, and then it kind of fell down and then fell off the entry, curiously. And those kinds of things. But this one's still there. Office of Special Plans, relatively intact. Wolfowitz, Cheney, weapons of mass destruction, blah, blah, blah. Senate Intelligence Committee report on of pre-war intelligence on Iraq. So when all of this was going on was when Donald Rumsfeld was saying these weird things, like reports that say that something hasn't happened aren't always interesting to me, are always interesting to me, because as we know, there are known knowns. Remember that thing that he was saying around that time, 2002? There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know. And if one looks through history, throughout history, the history of our country and of other free countries, wink, wink, it is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones. So he said that. And when you understand his background and pedigree, that's a window to me of insight. You know, there are, you know, it again, it sort of betokens Alan Watts' point about the good reason and the real reason. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Choke man. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey there. Remember me? Welcome back. Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, March 6, 2019. A little technical difficulty. No worries. So Donald Rumsfeld said some interesting things, and those of us who know, you know, it's so obvious. This, again, the point I was trying to make is that it should be the Streisand effect. When people say this stuff, when Ethan Lindenberger testifies before the Senate, it should be what Andrew Breitbart talked about back in 2012. It should be, you know, he says, I've bought a dog whistle factory and I'm giving you all a bunch of whistles. So it should be the Streisand effect. Whenever any of these subjects come up, you're talking about, you know, radical Islam. Well, the CIA created it. It was Operation Cyclone. And, you know, what was the thing that I saw today? Where was that? About, you know, what is it, legislation? We can't talk about well, political Zionism or political Islam. It's so funny. These things, it should be the Streisand effect. When people know what is behind all of this, it should be damning that it gets mentioned in propaganda fashion. And what Donald Rumsfeld was doing was the same thing. The Office of Special Plans was created, even Wikipedia knows, to stovepipe intelligence. Raw intelligence. I mean, it says right on the Wikipedia entry, parenthetically, unvetted by intelligence analysts. See stovepiping, which is a Wikipedia entry pertaining to Iraq. A similar unit called the Iranian Directorate was created several years later in 2006 to deal with intelligence on Iran. Interesting. The agency, CIA, was out to disprove linkage between Iraq and terrorism, blah, 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 blah. CIA report, Iraq and Al-Qaeda, remember Robin Cook's article that got him killed, I believe. He was dead less than a month after it was published in The Guardian, the day after the London 7/7 bombings. Kind of like Breitbart, you know. Guys, come, if you're coming along, let's do it. I bought a dog whistle factory. I'm giving you all dog whistles. And these people should be held to the same impossible standards that they're shouting at other people about. It's time for people to, you know, can you imagine a society comprised of John Coulters? It'd be pretty rowdy at times, I imagine. You know, you need Wyatt Earps to keep the peace, so to speak. Colloquially speaking, but you know, you start thinking about a rough, rowdy, rugged, individualist group of folks like that, and then you start thinking about how the Anglo-American establishment has a long, pedigreed, storied history of, you know. How did Napoleon put it? I think he said, if I had more blue ribbons, I could have conquered the world. So, you know, you throw an OBE or a KBE or an MBE at somebody, and, you know, start calling them sir. That's all it takes, really? Sounds like you're a house Negro to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And that's probably some people, you know, how dare I? I know. The Office of Special Plans created specifically for the purpose of stovepiping intelligence. At the same time, Donald Rumsfeld is running around saying, now hold on, kind of like AmeriQuest's Super Bowl commercial. Don't judge too fast. There's a body. There's blood on a knife in my hand, but don't judge too fast. Right. That sounds like the trolley car dilemma. It's a logical impossibility. It feels like you're trying to mess with my head. So, you know, Rummy says, reports that say that something hasn't happened are always interesting to me because, as we know, there are known knowns. As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, I just play the clips. It's I think it's more entertaining. We hear him say it, and he reminds me of my grandmother, which is kind of interesting. In his elder years, he reminds me of my grandmother, really, which is really weird, and that messes with my head too. You know, but there are also unknown unknowns. He said, "The ones we don't know, we don't know," and for most Americans, that's where they traffic. Wouldn't you agree? You and I know that. Folks that think Ethan Lindenberger is courageous and intelligent are trafficking in the unknown, unknown universe, essentially. And all the while thinking, they've been beguiled to believe that they are somehow in the known, known world. And they are not. And Donald Rumsfeld would remind them, if one looks throughout the history of our country and of other free countries, it is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones. Those are the ones that'll bite you. and get you. And he also said at the same time, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence or vice versa. Which again is weird. Doublespeak, you know, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. Really? Well, what about Joe Wilson's fact-finding mission where he said there's no uranium. I didn't find any uranium, and as a result of not following the establishment protocol, apparently, was disgraced. His wife, CIA operative Valerie Plame, was outed, and he wrote a book about it. But, you know, didn't see, yeah. I mean, right at the same time, you know, former United States, Wikipedia, United States diplomat best known for his 2002 trip to Niger to investigate allegations that Saddam Hussein was attempting to purchase yellow cake uranium. In his New York Times op-ed piece, What I Didn't Find in Africa, and the subsequent leaking of information pertaining to the identity of his wife, Valerie Plame, a CIA agent, he is the CEO of a consulting firm he founded, blah, 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 blah. So, you know. The evidence, or the absence of evidence, is not evidence of absence, or vice versa. Don Rumsfeld. So, just continuing. So, then he explained later. Now, what is the message here? The message is that there are no knowns. No, zero knowns. There are things we know that we know. There are known unknowns. That is to say, there are things that we know we don't know, but there are also unknown unknowns. There are things we don't know, we don't know. So when we do the best we can, pull all this information together. Oh, you mean stovepipe? And we then say, well, that's basically what we see as the situation. That is really only the known knowns and the known unknowns. And each year we discover a few more of those unknown unknowns. It sounds like a riddle. It isn't a riddle. It's a very serious and important matter, he said. There's another way to phrase that, and that is that the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. It is basically saying the same thing in a different way. Simply because you do not have evidence that something exists does not mean that you have evidence that it doesn't exist. So you're trying to say basically that when Joe Wilson didn't find yellow cake, you know, what is it, Schrodinger's yellow cake or something? It's in a box that you can't see. Is it in a Russian nesting doll? You know, Schroeder's yellow cake nesting doll? It's ridiculous. Simply because we do not have evidence that something exists does not mean that you have evidence that it doesn't exist. And yet almost always, when we make our threat assessments, we look at the world, we end up basing it on the first two pieces of that puzzle rather than all three, he said. So anyway, the point is that Donald Rumsfeld is a person who has operated from a position of knowledge from behind the wizard's curtain, so to speak. I mean, it's hard to argue otherwise. I would say difficult, if not impossible. I'd say impossible. And there are allusions to that fact in those statements. And it's further validated by what happened to Joe Wilson when he came back and said, you know, from his trip to Niger and said, I didn't find anything. There was nothing. There's no evidence. Remember, at the same time Joe Wilson was coming back saying there's no evidence, the Bush administration, led predominantly by folks like Rummy and Cheney, were running around saying, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction. Speaking of mind control, back to that, and psychological operations. Joe Wilson was there with his own eyes and wrote an article, What I Didn't Find in Africa. Never mind that. But here we are, time and time and time and time and time again. Same thing. And it should be like the Streisand effect when Ethan Lindenberger shows up at the U.S. Senate. He's the latest child victim. It's child trauma. To me, it's child abuse. I know he's 18, but it's, you know, to me, it's child abuse. Same as the story, you know, again, back to Jerry called in last week, Jerry in Texas, last Wednesday, actually, I think it was, a week ago, mentioned the kids confront Feinstein over Green New Deal story. And, I mean, again, it should be the Streisand effect. It's a psyop. You're telling me a bunch of little children, you know, they're a bunch of preteen kids got together and said, we need to do something. Can't be serious. You know, it's a psyop. It's a multi-layered psyop, perhaps worth breaking down at some point. Like Jerry said, as Proverbs 22:6 says, train him up right. And, you know, train a child up in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. And like Jerry said, I guess the opposite holds true as well. But it's undeniably a crowds on demand styled psyop. Thus, beyond the obvious, what are the implications? I mean, it's not just the Bernaysian social engineering. For these poor children, it will invariably create a wave of narcissistic sociopaths and psychopaths. You know, they've had their Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame, and now they're going to, you know, seek more of it because it's a rush. It's a thrill. And the media and folks around them are telling them how wonderful and courageous they are. Who doesn't want that kind of accolade and attention? It's natural to want that, to want the, you know, because again, as bad guys have observed, we are gregarious animals. Man is a gregarious animal by nature. We want to socialize. We want to be accepted by one another by nature. We do. And these poor children are being victimized and abused. I'd call it child abuse. It's disgusting. Same thing with Ethan Lindenberger. Whether he's a dupe and a useful idiot or worse, he's somehow on the take. It's disgusting in any case. And there, it's dishonest. There's no, it's legitimately, and what do you call it? I'm not being sensational when I say it's dishonest. There's no talk of the other side of the discussion, so to speak, which is a sort of misleading way to put it. There's no talk of the rest of the discussion. Therefore, it's not a real discussion. You're not talking about package inserts and real injuries and real compensation that's been paid out and real legislation that's been passed. Is Congress a conspiracy? I mean, I guess, you know, sort of cheeky, but, you know, did Congress pass, you know, is the, I guess what I mean to say in this context is the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act a conspiracy theory? No. So why is that not part of the discussion? Well, because, you know, that's not a problem. People are talking about an article that Andrew Wakefield, he's a discredited, you know, that was 1998. What about the more recent, you know, the, all of the anaphylactic shock articles that you can find, all of the, more recent, you know, 20 years later, families sue Big Pharma, vaccine damages, you know, brain damage victims of swine flu vaccine win $65 million or $63 million lawsuit. That was 10 years after Andrew Wakefield's article. And on, it goes on and on and on. What about the corruption? GlaxoSmithKline agrees to pay $3 billion in settlement. That's just one. They paid more than $9 billion since, you know, in the post-9/11 era. this isn't part of the, that's not an important part of the discussion? If it's not, if this is not real, why are there law firms specializing in this litigation? Dishonest. You know what I'm talking about. So it's crazy. The PSYOP. I'm going to read the entirety of the Hayek excerpt from Chapter 11 of The Road to Serfdom, The End of Truth. I'm going to, because it's important in today's broadcast. I'll do it in the third hour in a second. You know, you start thinking about it. It's so crazy how simple. Is it really that just that simple? Who stops? I mean, should we just shut it all off? Probably. Turn off all the noise? No, kind of like ignoring the petulant child. Don't feed the beast. Don't give it attention. Don't give it, you know. If Hulu is funded by Big Pharma, maybe one of the so-called hard choices is not subscribing to Hulu or Netflix or whatever, you know? Maybe. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
You are a choir and still you've got to dance, little liar. Just like those figs to pop and fizz, and you'll be forced to take that awful quiz, and you're bound to trip, and she'll detect the fiction on your lips and dig a contradiction. And the clearing coming will hurt, and you can never get as far as when there's dirt beneath the dirt. A liar takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast. To me, it all should be, you know, Streisand effect. To those who know, I think it is, you know, and it's really irritating to see happening, and you know, just the onslaught and how it's engineered, and, you know, again, the, gosh, man, it just moves on. It's pretty amazing. It really reminds me of the Tower of Babel, you know, the system that just keeps, I mean, it's really a marvel. When you think about, if you've ever tried to build something, you know, you try working, web technology is a place where you can sort of see this in particular, and see the builders, you know, and each new development is sort of snapped on. It's an incredible system, you know. It really does remind one of JFK's words, you know. It has conscripted, you know, vast human and material resources into a highly efficient, tightly knit machine, and it just keeps assimilating piece after piece into greater efficiency. And again, I mean, you see that on the web, you know, as you look at things like decoupled initiatives and greater layers of abstraction combined with technological advances, whether in software or hardware. It's really diabolically brilliant, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it. Pretty crazy. Stick around, third hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.